Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, back at West another Coast. Week on our consistency shit. We're back at it, man. Shouts out to West Coast Laced. We didn't get a chance to shout them out last time, but they did a phenomenal job at BET Experience with all the merch. So shouts out to Pooh. I got a chance to see him last night at the G-Funk premiere. Shouts out to Warren G. Shouts to Snoop. You a full-time nigga now.
I don't get to do no cool shit.
You on contracts. You got to be in the building at certain times. You got to
be home before the street lights come on.
Exactly. Nah, but it was a good documentary. Amazing documentary. I said it on my Instagram a little earlier that as a West Coast head, it's good to see, it's refreshing to see documentaries that
highlight.
Not only highlight the West Coast and the culture, we all know that, but I've seen so many of them that I know the story.
Yeah.
But it was things in this that I didn't know about, like, which was kind of cool. Like, just the whole story behind Warren G, Nate Dogg, and Snoop's relationship, you know, other key instrumental people that were, like, kind of behind, like, how much of an influential role DOC was to the whole nucleus. I didn't realize that Warren G stopped Snoop kept Snoop going. Snoop gave up at one point.
You know, I haven't seen the documentary.
Well, I mean, they're saying that if you was listening to Big Boy's Neighborhood, they said that shit on the radio this morning too.
Okay, well,
so there are certain things. Go see. You can watch it on YouTube Premium, which I know you're not gonna watch.
No, I'm gonna watch it.
All right,
I want to watch it. Well, that's some West Coast shit. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, it's some good things about. That's just one of the things that I pretty much learned. But again, I'm somebody that's into this shit, so I know a lot of the stories. For people that kind of just, you know Warren G for Regulators and that's it, you're going to see a whole lot of new shit.
Ain't nobody talking about how they cut Daz out that picture, though?
Nah, ain't nobody talking about that.
Did you see it?
I saw that. But the crazy part about it, though, is in the documentary, they give it up to Daz. And Daz is in the documentary.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's Daz won his credit, and I'm not mad at that. Yeah, I think what happens is, and I don't think that was directed as a shot at Warren G or Snoop or anybody.
I think it was a shot. It's just,
he just won his credit. Give him my motherfucking credit.
Hey, that's
But you got to think about this, though. A picture like that they use, that specific picture, that's on some Diddy crop shit.
Yeah.
He's in the picture. He's clearly in the picture.
Yeah.
And they take him out, obviously, to shape the narrative of the story. I get it, because it was all shaped around Snoop, Warren G, and Nate Dogg. But yeah, I think I would feel away if there was an iconic picture that's being used everywhere and I'm not in it. Like,
you,
I know
feel
I'm
away?
In it. I think I would.
So if I cropped you out of a classic homegrown picture.
Oh, hot.
If you hot.
Oh, hot.
Your, no, the homegrown picture. Look, if I cropped you out of the homegrown picture of us in your living room.
Oh,
like the one with Julio G, Schoolboy Q.
I'll be hot. I'll be pissed.
Yeah.
I'll be pissed, dog. I'll be pissed.
I think that'd be funny. I'm going to try to do that.
Nah,
I need, matter
nah.
of fact, if you good
nah,
on
see, but you know what? I wouldn't trip now because the story's already been told. It's been documented. People have seen it, right? That with sucks about like stuff like that from past, you know, from back in the day, like in that era, the pictures never circulated. Like, you would have to get a printed, those are printed pictures,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And now scan, like now social media, everybody can kind of, you know, see what was going on, especially from the homegrown days. But let's just imagine, let's just say, if there was a picture like that blew up and went viral and I was cropped out, I'd be like, motherfucker.
You'll be hot.
I'll be hot. But it depends on who did it, too. Because if somebody else just did
it. No, I cropped you out.
Oh, yeah, I'll be hot. Come on now. Be hot.
I think that's funny. Shout out to Daz, man.
Yeah, man. One time for Daz, man. But the great documentary, G-Funk, man.
How long is it?
It's literally like an hour. Not even that long.
Oh, that's bad.
It's good.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
Maybe an hour, some change.
If you were to say like 3 hours, I'd be like,
No. Because that's another thing. Like, this story has been told so many times, but I like that it was focused around Warren G. Warren G really got his props in this.
Okay.
And from all the documentaries that I've seen, it's always been focused around Snoop. It's always been focused around Death Row, which those stories are told, but it shifts the narrative more towards Warren G. And he definitely deserves his credit.
I'm anxious to see the Ruthless Records shit, too. Like,
they got one in the works?
I heard it's one in the works.
Kind of similar like to the Straight YouTube original?
No, I mean, it's kind of like, I heard that, what's her name, Tamika Wright?
Right.
I heard that she was doing something like that.
The only thing with that is that a lot of people aren't
familiar.
Really, No, they're not really functioning with Tamika. Like, a lot of people don't really.
Oh, I know. Everybody fell out. And it's all crazy. But I like our culture, our stories being told. It's hella documentaries on Biggie and
for sure.
Hella documentaries on Bad Boy. Yeah. And Puff makes sure to throw that in your face every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a reunion. It's a tour. It's a show.
Right. It's not like that.
Our shit ain't like that because Dre ain't doing a show with Cube and. This is not doing, you know what I mean? Snoop ain't did no shows with Dre. And
right,
like,
right.
It's just like.
Oh, it's funny that you say that too. Summertime in the LBC just passed. And I always feel like we've seen these shows left and right where, you know, How the West Was Won or, you know, all these shows that come up with that Live Nation does. And on the bill is always Mac-10 and Ice Cube separately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, dude.
They're not, if you open for that, that ain't never going
to
happen.
No. What I'm saying is, it's still just a trip to see that. Like, and that you, like you said, the reason why these stories aren't told is because they're not, you know, people aren't together to tell these type of stories.
Yeah, that ain't, I would love, and the thing is, like, I got my own little issue with Mac-10. Like, it ain't an issue like that. Like, I don't have a problem with Mac-10 at all. But I do have different things that I have a,
uh-oh.
A little bit of a sour taste in my mouth because of our dealings with Mac in the past.
Gotcha.
However, as a fan of West Coast hip hop,
just let it be told.
I would love to see a West Side Connection reunion.
Of course.
Show. Not even a tour.
Of course.
Just a show. Do a show at the Belasco.
That'd be crazy.
And do a West Side Connection, like.
You ain't come to the Belasco though.
Facts.
It's not gonna happen.
At the Forum.
Yeah, let's do the Forum. The Forum will make
sense. Or amphitheater. I'll do amphitheater. Verizon Amphitheater.
Possibly.
You know what I'm saying? The iHeart Radio.
The Forum would be more iconic though.
Because
that would bring, that would make sure Mac would be there for show. And then just being a staple in L.A., a Cube got to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be a show.
Love to see that. Because like I said, Up and Smoke Tour back in the day is the one that I wish that I probably would have witnessed in person. Yeah. I saw the DVD like everybody else, but if I could have been there, that shit is, bro, that tour to me is the one I regret. I mean, I was broke. Like, I couldn't go.
I told you my story about that, right?
Yeah, you told.
The girl, I had a homegirl at school. She won tickets on the radio, and I passed. And I'm glad I did it because in hindsight, but it was Father's Day that day, and I chose to spend it with my pops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it worked out, but back then, I was like, fuck. Not only did you win these tickets on the beat, but my dumb ass chose to, you know, spend it with pops. And it makes sense now, but yeah, I had to hear it the next week, like, that was an experience. I'm mad. Like, looking back at that, I'm like, I was mad that I didn't go at that point. I didn't get a chance to experience. But
it's,
you know,
all good.
It is what it is. A lot of things happening. A lot of things going on.
I want to say this. Shout out to Cypress Moreno again. He took, like, people hit me up and thought that we sent him the clip from the last show that he posted.
That wasn't even a clip. That was an audio show. We didn't have no video for it.
Well, I mean, a clip of the podcast.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, I didn't send him that. Like, they found that. And I just think that, I think it's dope. Matter of fact, I want to shout out to G Perico too. He texted me.
The homegrown homie.
Shout out to the second.
Sent him last night too.
The second homegrown homie.
Yeah. I didn't give a number. I just said the homegrown. See, a lot of people going to feel a way about that, right?
Yeah, I know.
The homegrown
homie.
Well,
he don't want to claim it.
Got you.
So, and I don't normally do this type of shit, but I think it's dope that genuine shit happens.
So you going to read his text message?
I'm going to read the text.
Okay, go ahead.
From G Perico. He said, you a great nigga for the city. Thank you, bro. I said, damn, that's big. Thank you. He said, the shit you doing counts, bro. Spreading that love and showing what's going on is going to put this shit back on top. You still an asshole, though.
Yeah, so fuck you still.
I said, it's all good. I appreciate that for real. He said, 100. I said, I'm just trying to do what I wish the people before me would have done. And he said, I see it. Just had to let you know that shit means something.
Dope, man.
And I think that's dope because, I mean, that's not why I do it, obviously.
Of course not.
But going back to the Cypress Moreno situation and then also going back to what we talked about, the Coast Guard situation and what just happened in L.A. last week with the homies from Watts, Grape Street, and the homies from Insane.
Right, right.
And they played a softball game. And I just think that that's fucking dope. Like, I like what's going on because it's like, even what the homie P. Nice said, he was like, bro, we trying to do something different.
Right.
And then when I talked to the homie J-Rock, he from Watts, he from Grape Street, I was like, bro, I wish that there were more people talking about this type of shit.
Right.
Because he's like, yeah, we trying to, you know, put down the guns, pick up some sports.
Right.
You know, trying to make it a competition thing instead of us killing each other type of thing. And I'm like, I really support that. I really fuck with that because all these media outlets, for instance, like the last time when Greedo and RJ did that show.
Oh, they was all over the, well, not the show.
When RJ and Greedo did the show, like, all the other shit was publicized.
Oh, yeah.
All of the bullshit.
The beef and all that
was publicized.
The Instagram and the Twitter rants going back and forth. That was all over.
But nobody was talking about them niggas coming together and doing that show.
Yeah.
And did the Novo. Sold it out. And did the Observatory. Sold it out. Mm-hmm. And went back and forth for some records. And I was like, this is the type of shit we need to be talking about. And so I just want to shout out to them. Because and that's why I went on that tagging spree too. I tagged everybody. Mm-hmm. You, Karen Civil,
right.
Hip Hop DX,
everybody.
All you motherfuckers who be reporting all of the bullshit. Mm-hmm. What's up with this?
Right. There's something out there.
So that's why, going back to what Perico said, like, I really feel like it's a responsibility at this point to make sure that we shine a light on what's happening, not only just with the clickbait and the bullshit, right. But what's happening positive in the streets.
Right. And what I think the thing is, they're not, and it's not their fault that they're not invested. It's not their culture, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're looking at it from an aspect. And again,
well, I'm from LA.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. The point is, of course, we're going to be more invested in it because this is shit we care about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it was just for clickbait, we would be on the same shit. It's like, man, fuck it. I'm not trying. We would care about the shit that we're more invested in. So I get it. I guess I don't expect outlets to give a fuck about something that we are more invested in anymore. Because first get into it, I guess my thing with media is the same way when I first got into radio. It's like, damn. Like, I was jaded, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I thought, I got into radio thinking that, oh, you could just grab a record and just put that motherfucker on air, or I can give it to a DJ, and that's it. And it's like, nah, it's not that way. So it's like, now, every opportunity that I get, I may not be able to play your song on the radio, but I'm going to use whatever platform that I have with the inbox music or playing your shit on Instagram Live or whatever I can do that I feel like I can be an influence, I'm going to make it happen. In the same way, like you said, man, I'm going to just speak up on what I see when
speaking
I go to
of
shows.
That, I want
to
say this. All these rappers that listen to us, all you label heads and all you dudes that got your own label and all you dudes behind that's backing these new young and up and coming artists, stop pressing people to play your record.
Right.
Find out what's going on.
Yeah, do your research.
Don't just hit me up and be like, you need to be playing this. This is the hottest shit in the streets. You need to be playing this. The leakers is playing it. You need to be playing it. It's like, bro, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Right. I give a fuck about the city. I give a fuck about all the new music coming out of the city.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about your ego. I don't give a fuck about who your big homie is. I just don't care. I'm not from a hood. You can't press me. I don't have no big homie to answer to.
Right.
It's not about that for me. What it's about for me is about pushing the line for our music.
Right.
Find out what's going on. Learn how to do a DJ pack. Most of these dudes, just like Greedo, never had records handed to DJs.
Right.
All your music is on streaming services. That doesn't help a DJ.
Exactly.
Get your music. Take the MP3. I just hit up Kalen too for real to get his project sent to me. Send your project to the DJs. Don't hit them up and be like, you need to be playing my record. How I'm going to play your record if you don't even have a clean version?
Right, right.
How I'm going to play your record if you don't have a DJ pack? How I'm going to play your record if it's only on Spotify? Don't send DJs your Apple link, your Spotify link. That doesn't do anything for us.
Or even the whole project. Like, there's, and again, what I tell people on the Instagram Live too, I'm like, look, exactly. Do your research on what's going on.
Yeah.
If you're trying to send it to a DJ, especially like a radio DJ or a club DJ, figure out, get a specific song and give them the DJ pack. Don't send them your whole project.
Yeah.
DJs ain't gonna go through all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you just gotta know how to present information to people in order for people to check out your music. Don't just assume that your shit's gonna just be booming like that.
Yeah. And the thing is, what's interesting to me, and it's always crazy to me when I see that happen, and people will hit me up and they'll DM me, they'll email me, be like, oh, check out my song, tell me what you think. I like that. Because I will send you real feedback.
Right. But you have to be open to the criticism too.
Facts. Don't send me your record like, you need to be playing this, it's the hottest thing in the streets.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're sending it to me to ask me what I think.
Right.
When you already just told me what I think.
Right, right.
Like, you have to be, that's not realistic in this world. And I feel like a lot of artists that come out, and it's not even the artists, it's the dudes that be behind the artists and the producers and they DJ.
Right.
And they be like, bro, okay, Let me know. I'll let you know what I think about the song, and then we can progress from there. But don't tell me what I should be thinking about the song.
Let the music speak for itself. I shout out to the homie Archie Davis, man.
Yeah.
We did. I hosted that. The 6 year anniversary for the Yellow album, Dom Kennedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing people Archie did, you know, people coming up to him left and right. Everybody knows he's Dom's manager, OPM, of course.
Interscope, Big Wig.
So this dude comes up to him as the panel's going on. The panel ends and everybody's taking pictures. This guy comes up to him like, yo, man, I'm the next biggest thing. I'm that, man. I got this song. Archie's like, yo, man, bro. Let your music speak for itself. Don't tell me it's the hottest. You already stop. Just stop right there. Send me the music. I already told you I was going to listen to it. Just send it.
Yeah.
Don't oversell. Don't oversell. And I think artists, that's one of the biggest things, either yourselves or management or whoever you have representing you, just make sure they're not overselling. Like, there's nothing wrong with being persistent by any means, but be careful in how it's presented to people, because if you oversell now, that's going to leave a bad taste in somebody's mouth to either, when they're listening to it with a different ear, or they might not even check your shit now.
Undersell, overdeliver.
There we go. That's it.
That's something that was taught to me late, and I feel like I wish that people would just implement that early. Like, undersell, overdeliver. Tell me you're going to be there at 6 and be there at 5. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Tell me your music is all right and let it be great.
Man.
Tell me your production is, man, it's cool, but then let me think it's fire.
Right. Let the fans speak for you also. Like, I'd much rather hear a fan tag me in your music or send music. Like, I've had people legit send music that wasn't even an artist. Like, it's just, man, yo, I'm feeling this, Chuck. What you think? And check it out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. that's pretty dope. Like, this cat CNG from Pomona. Did inbox music. Somebody just threw me his link. And I'm like, all right, who is this cat? I've been hearing about him left and right. Him and his other dude named Crook One. I'm like, yo, they kind of dope. You know, Mexican artists out there doing their shit. And I think that's the thing that's going to catch my attention, is if the fan or somebody that's outside or not invested in your music tells me about your music.
That's how I just got discovered. I just discovered this new guy from, he from South Central. His name is Rose Royce.
Okay.
Sparkle put Salas up on it, and Salas hit me like, yo, have you heard Rose Royce?
Wow.
From South Central? I'm like, nah, because we, you know, on Homegrown, we put out that thing that said, you know, who's up next?
Right. Oh, I love that.
And so we put Sparkle and Lupe been promoting that on Homegrown.
Right.
And so I guess somebody tagged this Rose Royce guy, and it made its way to me. And he got this fire project called Figueroa.
Oh.
Now, this song called 453 is fire.
Word.
Like, I've been listening to this shit all morning.
Wow.
And so, like,
how long has it been out?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't even know how long it's been out.
But see, that's the thing. Good music is going to circulate and get to the right people.
Yeah.
I've seen somebody, I know we're doing this fucking, we keep going. Shout out to the homie Drevo, man. He's been sending me music, and I've been seeing his name float around through the inbox and through the email, and I don't get a chance to tap in like that. I was randomly scrolling on Twitter and just seeing him gassing on some shit. I'm like, yo, all right, I'm going to go back and listen to his shit now.
Right.
You sending me your music and there's no knock to it, it just may not catch my attention at one time because there's so many emails that come in,
mm-hmm.
versus it natively, me seeing it, somebody happened to retweet it that I was following. I'm like, oh, I knew that dude. Boom, tapped into it. He's freestyling the card. I'm like, yeah. And I retweet that shit like, yo, man, yo, get that shit. Gas on it. So my point is that, and I think what we're trying to just say is like, yo, continue to do you, man, and the music, the dope music will find its way to the right people, and the cream will always rise to the top.
Yeah.
So with that said, I'm really excited about a lot of the energy that's coming out. Like, I feel like, I got to give props to the homie Problem. Like, even when he went on the other station and shouted out the new artists out there, used his platform, you know what I'm saying, to showcase new artists, I feel like even before that, it was like a new, like this new buzz, this new bubble that's been going on. We all know there's artists out here that's buzzing and hot. But I just like the energy that's surrounded by everybody. Just like everybody's on the same page as far as like, yo.
I think everybody is moving like what I wanted. This is like what I wanted. I wanted that energy. Like, that's why every time somebody put a camera in my face or stick a microphone in front of my mouth, I just West Coast.
Yeah.
Every time. And people think it's funny, like, oh, that's your thing. It's like, no, I want people to understand what I'm pushing.
Right.
This is all I'm pushing. I don't got no DJ head t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I don't got no DJ head, none of that. hats. Mm-hmm. It's everything West Coast because right. that's what I'm
technically,
on.
Technically, is your logo on the?
Well, the logo's on it.
There you go.
It's branding.
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time, it's like it's big as hell since West Coast.
Yeah,
and I think that it's so important for because the thing is like what Perico said, people are unapologetically where they from.
Right.
I hear 6ix9ine saying Brooklyn all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
I hear Casanova saying Brooklyn all day.
Absolutely.
I hear Mano saying Brooklyn all day. Like
right.
Jay-Z. So it's all like, why we can't have that same energy?
Right.
I want that same energy.
Yeah.
So West Coast.
Yeah. All the outlets out there, homegrown or not, we got to step it up. We got to keep this shit going. We got to keep our shit alive because right now, like, they don't. And it's not that they don't give a fuck about us, but they don't give a fuck about us. We gotta curate our own content. We gotta keep our shit going. So I just love this new energy that's circulating and bubbling. And yeah, man. I was talking to Bad Luck at the G-Funk documentary also. And one of the things that I took away from our conversation, he was like, man, you know, seeing this is like, yo, you can't erase my part in this.
Yeah.
Can't erase my legacy. You know what I'm saying? I may not be selling out shows or doing all this or platinum or whatever, but you can't. I'm a part of the tree.
Yeah.
And I said the same. I was like, yo, I feel the same way about Homegrown. Like, yeah, we might not have the biggest slot or this, that, and the third or biggest views, but you can't take away the history and our impact in the culture. So it's like that just put an extra battery in the back to say, man, fuck it. Let's keep on going. Use the platform the way it's supposed to be and continue to help out for the newer cats that's out there, man. So salute to everybody that's doing their thing. One time, whether you're an artist, whether you media outlet that you pushing for the coast, for LA, man, I love it.
That's crazy. I just got a crazy message. But so
you
anyway,
can't, this is radio. This is podcast, man. You can't just say I got a crazy message and not give no context.
Check
to
your
it.
Text. So anyway, shout out to the homie so J Rock.
Put me in this.
Huh? I just put a "Don't Plug Your Shit Up" on J Rock. On my
man, I love the new direction that they man. You told me I didn't understand what you meant.
What
when we talked about it on the podcast
about
a few
J-Rock?
Months ago about J Rock's new direction and the new sound that he's got. But I love not only the sound but the visual aspect. Like it just feels. I love the fact that he opened up for the BET Awards.
I told you,
God,
J Rock. Look. I'm so happy for J-Rock, and I make sure that every chance I get, I'm telling people Redemption album is damn near my favorite album of the year. We did an album review like a few days ago, me and Bootleg Kev, and Redemption was like top three of all the albums that came out this year.
Wow.
I think Black Panther soundtrack was the second one, and I forgot the other one, but... And a lot of albums dropped. Right. Kanye, oh, yeah. Cudi, yeah. Nas.
Right around the same time.
And... this J-Rock shit.
It stood out alone.
I really like the visuals. I like everything about what's going on with J-Rock. I think that it's his time right now.
You know what I do like about it also is that his story's being told.
Exactly.
Not only is the sound different, and that's all cool too, because obviously, doing this for a while, I like the fact that he feel like he's reinventing himself, but the story is being told. Like, I had no clue that homie got in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I remember seeing Punch posted a picture of J-Rock in the bed saying he gonna be all right. And then I remember when it went down, like the news broke that he was in a bad accident.
Yeah, but hearing his side of the story, I mean, you can get it framed from other people, but hearing his side of it, and I'm very excited to have him back on at some point, really have a discussion and talk about that because, you know, that's somebody we saw from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like literally from the jump. And I like that no matter what was going on in the success of TDE, everybody around there gives him his props. And
yeah.
Now the world is starting to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I really like this J-Rock energy, man. I think, and also I'm glad they did a video for that East Side Tales.
Yeah.
Cause I said from day one, I'm like that East Side Tales. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
Cause it's a story,
yeah.
And J-Rock is dope at that.
Exactly.
Especially framing his perspective
on the stories.
On the stories, and but also on the flip side, it's dope to see people embrace J-Rock.
Of course.
That probably thought, oh, J-Rock is done.
Right.
J-Rock washed. Mm-hmm. It's over for him. All that type of shit, and just to see the flip around, like,
right,
whoop,
right.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
J-Rock is popping.
Right, I'm here, motherfucker.
You know, and then even the Redemption Tour. Mm-hmm. And just, I really am appreciative of this. I think that is much needed. And salute to Top Dog, man. Yeah, man. I think that Christmas concert in the Niggers is finna be crazy this year.
This year's gonna be wild.
This shit's gonna be nuts.
Yeah, man. I like the fact that they're really invested. Not to say that they weren't before, but they're really invested this go round with J-Rock. And
I told y'all on this very podcast, I told y'all the J-Rock album was crazy.
Yeah.
And the shit that I heard, some of it ain't even on the album.
I love when that happens, because that means there's more shit out there. It's in store.
Some of it ain't even on the album. He got a song, I don't even know I should be talking about. He got a song with
T. Don't do that.
He got a song with T Grizzly that's fucking.
I'm not editing shit again, dog.
We're not editing it.
Okay.
But he got a song with T Grizzly that's hard as fuck.
So let me just tell. I can tell the world now. The last time we talked about this shit, you sounded off on all these.
I said a whole bunch. I talked about the Jeremiah record.
I'm like, all right, cool. He was like, hey, man, you know we can't use.
We got to take that. We got to edit that shit out. And we don't ever edit our podcast.
Never edit. So that's what pissed me off. I'm like, bro, we can't. We got to either air it and just hope motherfuckers don't hear it, or just.
Well, I was talking about like last time we talked about
the J-Rock. You was fresh in the studio session.
I just left the studio with J-Rock. And I talked about the Jeremiah record.
He was like, man, he got this record with Jeremiah, and he got this one. I'm like, cool. Yeah, we can't use that, bro.
We can't use that. Because I didn't realize, like, I was just excited. Like, right. You need to hear this new J-Rock shit. This shit is hard.
But you hit me to let me know you was going to the studio, though.
Well, no, it was a spur of the moment. That was random.
It was. What else out there, man?
I do want to say shout out to the homie.
Oh, shit, here it goes. Well, you got to preface it like that. It's some bullshit. What? Yeah, you got to back. How you gonna backpedal off of this one?
I'm not gonna backpedal out of it.
Yo, I've never seen the head that are lost for words. I'm very interested to see what he's gonna say right now.
Well, okay, I want to frame it like this.
Here we go.
I haven't told you this story yet.
Okay.
So you know I bought my mom the crib, right?
Right.
Okay. So shout out to the homie Santiago.
Okay.
Now Santiago is the neighbor.
Okay.
At the crib. Now I'm not gonna say where the crib is and all that shit.
Right.
But I bought my mom the crib, so I'm at the house this weekend. You know, we drive out, go to the house.
Right.
Dude working on it, doing paint and everything like that. Throw the garage up. I'm standing in the driveway and shit, just, you know, going through the garage and shit. And the neighbor pulls up in his truck. Throw his truck in the park. Hop out. Now, he a Mexican dude.
This is Santiago.
Okay. Mexican dude. He walking by. He kind of looking at me and shit. So, but it's like looking at me like, remember Next Friday?
Yep.
How in Rancho Cucamonga, the Mexicans was looking at Day Day and Q.
The fuck?
Right. He looking at me like, oh, I'm like, oh, fuck. Why? I move my mind way out here.
I don't want these issues.
I don't want this type of shit going on. And so he kind of stutter stepped, looked like he was going to walk up to me, but then not. He just kept walking, but then he doubled back and just came up the driveway.
I walked
right up to me, and I'm like, oh,
here we go.
Fuck.
Here we go.
So he walks right up to me. He was like, what's up, bro? Like, you the new neighbor? I'm like, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's my mom. Like, I kind of got the crib for her. Woo, woo, woo. So we got to rapping. We got to chopping it up. And he was like, and then you could tell like he wanted to say something, but he was kind of holding back a little bit.
Say it, man.
And so I'm like, yeah, what's up, bro? He was like, hey. Well, he walked through the driveway. I said, he was like, I'm Santiago. I'm the neighbor. I'm like, oh, I'm Aaron. You know, this is my mom, Jackie, this and that. Woo, woo, woo. So he said after like a couple minutes go by, him holding it in, he's like, hey, bro, you DJ Head?
Get the fuck out of here.
I shit you not.
Get the fuck out of here.
I shit you not. I'm like.
And you didn't have no West Coast shit
on? I didn't have nothing on. I didn't even have on a hat.
That is crazy.
I'm like, yeah, my mom lost it. She's like, oh, my God, how do you know my son did it? You know, she not used to this shit.
Right.
He's like, you DJ Head? I'm like, yeah, bro, that's me. And he was like, yeah, man. He's like, you know, my cousins and shit, they fuck with you. They follow you and everything.
That is wild, dog.
They live right here next door. They saw your shit on Instagram. They was like, yo, DJ Head's moving in next to.
Oh, shit.
They was like, DJ Head's moving in next door. I was like, oh, shit.
The block is hot.
Told my mom, I said, don't take no CDs, no mixtape.
All that shit's going to be in your mailbox, in her mailbox, mysteriously.
I was like, oh, shit, the block is hot. Second day.
That's about, damn, that's That's crazy, man.
Second day, I was like,
they own you already.
So shout out to the homie Santiago and his cousin. I forgot his name, but shout out to y'all and the little primos and shit.
Man.
But
yeah, I'm dying because I just because
you know where the house is and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, it's that's like, not
what?
Yeah.
But damn, yeah.
The impact is out there. That's wild.
So I thought that was cool. It was cool. I ain't gonna lie, but I told him, hey, don't take no. I said, don't be borrowing shit. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Don't go next door and borrow no broom.
Mom's is nice, man. Like
no mop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't borrow nothing and don't accept nothing.
Don't be that neighbor.
You know what I'm saying? Because they be like, oh, well, you know, we let moms use the lawnmower.
She said, I mean, you know,
you know what I'm saying? What's up with the mixtape?
Right, right.
Fuck.
It's going to be a wrap. Watch, it's going to be one thing. Well, Aaron, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, mom's going to take something.
I know.
She's going to take a CD, bro.
She's going to take a CD.
It's going to be something. A shirt.
A burn CD.
It's going to be something. With no name on
it. Yeah, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to the neighbors, man. They real cool. I fuck with them.
Real quick, this news broke today, so we definitely got to talk about it, man. Shout out to Cardi B. Shouts to Offset. Shouts out to the new baby. Cardi B and Offset.
Yeah.
New kid. Culture. Kiari Cephas. Culture Kiari.
Hey, I want to read this tweet Cephas. I posted. I want to read this tweet I saw on Twitter.
The new baby girl.
Yo, this shit had me fucking crying right here. This shit had me dying. This dude tweeted, and I want to give him his props. I want to give him his credit. His dude name is Nuff Said NY. He said, Cardi B and Offset named their daughter Culture Kiari Cephas. I said that shit out loud and my furniture started floating.
Stupid.
That shit had me crying. Yeah. I was weak this morning.
Crazy.
That shit was so funny.
But I like how they tied in the music. Just that last name. That's funny.
Oh, man, that was funny.
So shout out to him, man. Above all else, having a healthy baby girl. You know what? My experience or my, not trying to say my experience, my perspective has changed. As far as the whole, and I think I mentioned briefly on the podcast last week about the whole women having kids, like that mm-hmm. whole
yeah.
experience, my shit has just changed from that. So it's like I'm real sensitive on that shit, and you just got to give props where props due. So shouts out to Cardi B, man.
Right.
That's an amazing situation. Got through that. So salute to her.
You just went through that.
Man, shit was crazy.
Are you glad that's over?
I was talking, just on
would you rather okay? What? Would you rather had a baby in her back in Tasha,
no.
or you like the baby out of Tasha?
I like this outside baby.
No, but he be turned up though.
Nah, I'll take the turned up C3. I'll take all the shit I was talking about. No sleep. I'd rather have that versus because the thing is, you got to think when the baby's inside, there's still a level of not knowing what the fuck is going
What's
on.
What's going on, yeah.
I can't see anything. I don't know what the fuck. Although, I've been having, like, more heart attacks this week just from there's always levels of uncertainty that you're going to have when you have a kid.
Yeah.
But I'd much rather have him outside than inside by far because right. that whole experience of pregnancy and you know, different symptoms and this happening this week and this happening next week. And all right, you got to be careful going out and this. I didn't like that at
all. Yeah, the tiptoe, walking on eggshells.
Yeah, man.
Can't eat a certain way.
You got to
lay a certain
way. Like, here's one thing I didn't know that according to survey studies and all that, women can't have lunch meat.
Why? Because it's processed?
It's not processed. It's something about the meat not being cooked or something. I don't know what it is, but it's like some sort of bacteria that can develop and fuck the baby up.
Really?
You can't really have coffee. Tasha's a coffee drinker.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you can have like one cup of coffee.
I saw her post. This is
her first cup of coffee for the first time. She was on the other day. Like, I just saw her moving around, like doing shit in the house. I'm like, she's like, yo, I just had my first cup. I'm like, first cup of what? Just had some coffee. Oh, shit. She's like, yeah, so I'm going to clean this and put this over there. I'm like, oh, damn.
She turned up.
yeah, oh my God, like just certain things. So I'd rather of course having him here is amazing, but now it's like we can kind of get back to reality. Like, all right, now life starts, but we can kind of move away with that shit, dog.
So how is like, I know I asked you this, but I'm just fascinated by the whole parenting thing. But being a dad and, like, looking at a nigga that you made, like, when you look at this nigga, like damn.
It's crazy because we didn't – the thing is, I had the experience later, meaning, like, most people say when you have a kid, you instantly fall in love. I didn't have that. We had a traumatic experience, and we made it through, but it's like we didn't have – like, Tasha didn't get a chance to hold the baby, like, right away. You know what I'm saying? And like, it was a moment where I had to, like, literally, like, oh, it's my son right here, but, yo, what's up with Tosh? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was super traumatic, right? So – after that, after everything was all said and good, everything's good, straight, there's moments where I look at him now, 3 weeks in, and I'm like, damn, that's crazy. He got my eyes. Like, damn, that's crazy. That's how my hair was when I was a baby. Like, I look at baby pictures now of me and him. I'm like, oh, shit, that's me. Our fingers and our toes, like, my dad's side of the family has long-ass toes, right? Like, our toes, that's the shit they make fun of. They're like, yo, you got finger toes and shit.
Tentacles.
He got tentacles, right? He got them finger toes. He got the finger toes. So I look like, yo, this is my extension. Like, this is fucking wild. Like, it's a crazy. It's one of those things where I can't process it all the way because I have those moments. Shouts it on me fuzzy because I remember when we were talking about this months back when Tasha was still pregnant. He's like, yo, there's going to be times where you just look at your kid and just like want to cry. And I'm like, the same way. I'm like, damn, I haven't broke down. But I just look at him like, yo, this is my fucking kid. And that's just the biggest thing where it's hard to process it, but it's like, man, this is wild. One of those experiences I'll never forget. But one other thing I just want to mention briefly, man, and I just the whole bring it full circle. We went out last night, the G-Funk documentary for the first time, her first time going out. Mind you, when they tell you that when you have a kid, the woman is usually down for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Can't do shit.
So I'm already automatically planning in my head, okay, she's not going to be able to do shit for a while. She was up and walking, like, while she was still in the hospital.
Yeah.
With us having a traumatic experience that we had, just put it out there, she had an emergency C-section, yeah, right? So I'm thinking, like, damn, she's not going to be good for a minute. But she was walking before we got discharged from the hospital and back up and running and doing shit, like, within a week, right, on her own. So here we are 3 weeks out, and I get the word from Salas that, yo, you know, you going to the G-Funk shit. I'm like, man, I don't know. And I hit her up. I'm like, yo, would you want to go if I go? And she's like, yeah. Long ass story short, we go out for the first time.
She a Long Beach chick.
She a Long Beach. She put that shit aside. She's like, yo, I got to be out there. A long ass story short, I realized that today is our 10-year anniversary from our first date.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. Like, so it just threw me up, like, how full circle was. Like, when we was out last night, I wasn't even thinking about it, but looking at a Facebook, that shit popped up. I'm like, oh shit, it's been 10 years since we...
You've been fucking with her.
Been fucking with her. First date. And I'm like, damn, I knew back then I was going, there's going to be the chick that I married. But it's like, now that we're here, it's like, damn, that's crazy. And then the picture that she posted with the kid and, you know, us and all our different dates and shit. So it's just amazing. I'm saying it to say happy anniversary. And I'm all that mushy shit. And fuck y'all for being in the group chat going in.
Oh, we went in on the group chat.
Being on my mushy shit, man.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. Our group chat ain't for the weak.
At all.
If you in our group chat, you got to be able to take some hits.
You gotta get it, dog.
Everybody, it's open season on everybody at all times.
Man.
I remember, like, just... This is something that's really 10 years for y'all. Like, this is something that's really dear.
Yeah.
And we opened up this morning. Right. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like,
man, fuck y'all anniversary.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
It's all shade.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But then also, I remember when I got my iHeart contract.
Yeah.
And I teared up.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I told the niggas in the group chat.
Oh, we was on your
head.
And
they on my head. On like, nigga, head. Wait, I'm having an emotional experience right now.
Nigga, this is a life-changing experience.
Oh, look
man.
At you.
Fuck.
Look at him in his feelings this morning. I was like, damn.
Him emotional.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Hey, but you need a circle like that.
Bro, you got to.
You got to. That's good. I like that.
Anything else going on that we got to mention?
I mean, I don't want to talk about the In My Feelings shit, but I do want to say this for the record. What?
I just saw the text message. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I do want to say this shit for the record. I was trying to get Bootleg Kev to do the In My Feelings challenge.
He wasn't fucking with it.
And he was not fucking with me. He told me to go fuck myself and all kind of stuff I can't say.
If you can say on record.
No, I can't say it. Okay. It'll get him up out of here or get me up out of here. But he was telling me all kind of shit. And I mean, he's like, Head, I can't dance. Yeah. Okay?
God damn it, that shit.
All right, shit.
Gonna let you know now.
And it was entertaining as fuck because I was like, you know what? Yeah, you are a white man.
You cannot.
White people are the number one killer of rhythm in America. And it was just very entertaining to see a bunch of different white people do the In My Feelings challenge on the internet. And damn it, if that wasn't hours of entertainment for me.
Man, I seen some newscasters do it. I'm just like, it's a wrap. It's already done. Like that happened within a week.
Yeah. Dude, shout out to Shiggy, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have Shiggy on the show. I want to have Shiggy on the show.
Come on, man.
Because he got a hella, this is like his third time going viral. That's crazy. on some shit.
And this is the first time.
Stephen A. Smith skit was hilarious, too.
I didn't see that one.
That's fucking.
What he was talking to LeBron?
He was talking. It was Stephen. He was at. He was talking. He was Stephen A. Smith.
But it was an interview with quote unquote LeBron.
I think
right?
so.
Whoever it was, the other dude was LeBron. I seen it, but I didn't really see it. Shouts out to Shiggy Man and everybody else that's, you know, doing shit and having these viral moments. And sometimes they get the credit, sometimes they don't. So you know, I like the fact that this go round. He's doing that. And shout out to Dani Leigh, man. She fucking killed her challenge.
Yeah, she did.
In My Feelings.
Fuck Dani Leigh with her perfect ass teeth. Yeah. I'm always say that just because I can't, there's nothing else wrong with her.
You can say, like, literally, she can sing, she can fucking dance, she can fucking rap, she can do all this shit, man.
So fuck you and your teeth because there's nothing else wrong with you.
For the record.
Well, perfect teeth. She has immaculate teeth. It bothers me. Shout out to that homie AD. AD went to Miami, got him some new teeth, got a bag, fixed his teeth.
Yo, okay. I've been seeing some shit like
I was like,
when people say it, I'm really thinking like those aren't like new teeth, are they?
I don't know what the fuck he did.
And this shit
Let me call him. Let me call him.
Call the nigga right now because this shit do look different.
Let me call him.
And I never paid attention to it until I seen other motherfuckers make fun of him, and I'm like, nah.
Let me call AD real quick. See what the
For
fuck.
For the record, the homegrown homies need to know this exclusive.
Yeah, let me see what's going Please on with, pick up, with man. The teeth situation.
Did he get a bag and fix his teeth? If he picks up, you'll be two for two.
What up?
Oh, hey, what up, fool?
Man. Oh, shit.
Hey. This nigga in Jamaica. He picked up the phone in Jamaica.
He fucking with us, man.
All right, I'm not gonna run up your bill crazy, but listen, we on air right now. And we were saying the homie AD went and got a bag and fixed his teeth. What exactly did you get done?
Just know, my motherfucking shit smiley right now.
Yo, hey. I was saying.
Hey, every time they see a nigga smile now, are you live, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, you good.
You good. Go ahead.
All right. Every time they see me smile now, man, hey. Shout out to my plug, man. Five star smiles, man. That shit crazy. What they did though, you feel me? I can't tell you, head. Just know you gleaming out here. You feel me?
So you can't tell me what the procedure was. Was it painful?
A little bit. They had to shave down my teeth.
Oh, this shit is real.
No, I told you it's real.
AD, bro. I thought people were just making fun of you, and it wasn't real. This is real deal.
No, this is real. I had a procedure.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you.
They smoothed my teeth out, right? They smoothed it all the way out. You feel me? And then they shaved it and they chopped it to make them perfectly aligned. You feel me? Because I had long fangs, so I had to shave that down.
You had the blade Trinity.
So oh, snap. Hey, man.
Nigga, that shit, you feel that in your nerves. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
Damn! Nah. So they shave the teeth down a lot, or just
they do it just to put the mold and shit on. You feel me?
Damn!
Hey, no, salute to you for doing that, bro. Because when it comes to hip hop, I've seen people wait years. Like I think Nas just finally got his shit fixed.
Got
his shit fixed. So,
but you want to know what it was? Like I literally, bro, my homeboy, I seen his shit, and it's not until somebody gets their shit done. That you notice everybody else's mouth. You feel me?
Yeah.
I looked in the mirror. I was like, my shit over here, yellow is fucked on, gang signs up and all that. Like, I said, like this. You feel me?
Yeah. Hell yeah. So how long?
My shit was more orange than white. So I got to get this shit done.
Hey, how long is the procedure?
It took like 4 hours.
Ooh, man. Fuck.
What's funny is that I was telling Ahead a second ago, I never noticed until I seen people say shit about the new shit. And I'm like, damn, I never knew you to have fucked up teeth or anything like that. So, but when I seen, I'm like,
listen, Chuck, you a real one. You ain't supposed to be a nigga mouth.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is very true.
You know, but you can tell the difference right away. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
Like, it's ridiculous. But nah, you feel me? The procedure, honestly, I want to sleep on the procedure too. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. They got to put you out.
Damn.
They got to put you out for that.
They don't put you to sleep, but I fell asleep. Like, after they shaved my shit down and made it perfect and smoothed it out, I was cool. I didn't have no pain after that.
Damn. How long were they shaving your shit though?
Off and on for like 2 hours.
Ooh,
damn, man.
Fuck.
Hey, salute to you, man.
Hell yeah.
You got that back.
I think I'm gonna keep my fabulous smile, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, nah. When you get these, it's a different story. Look, let me tell you what's crazy. I went as soon as I got off the plane, I had to go do this flag football game. And they was interviewing me, and as soon as they interviewed me, everybody was like, "Your mouth is, oh my God." I was like, "That's what I do it for."
Damn.
That's crazy.
People would notice it instantly.
So, I smile. Hey, I ain't never smiled more than I smiled. Hell yeah. I tell you that.
All of your shit.
I'm going to try to go get my shit, see what's... I got to go to Miami.
I got the plug for you, bro. There you go. No trip.
Exactly.
Yeah, plug me up. I'm going to see what's up. I'm not with all the shaving shit, but...
Hey, you might need some work, though, man. You might
oh, I know I need some
work, though.
Oh, yeah. I know I need some work.
You know what I'm saying? They might have to do some
work. So, it's lined straightly, everything. You feel me?
So my teeth are like, cause my shit crooked and everything. So are they gonna put teeth on top of my teeth to where my teeth that's under there are gonna just rot out? Or like, how does that work? Do that.
Nah, actually, it protects the other part of your teeth. They're gonna shave that shit down. They're gonna smooth your teeth out. So even though some of your shit may seem crooked right now, when they smooth it, it's gonna make you different. One basic like texture. You feel me?
Yeah, it fills it out.
So it's gonna... Yo, it's gonna fix the crookedness of your teeth, bro. Best believe.
All right, so look, I guess we're gonna expect in 2019, DJ Head gonna have a new smile.
Hey,
man.
I'm gonna go get a bag first. Well, I don't get rap money. AD,
you just bought a house, so AD, first of all, you got a house first, my nigga. Love this shit.
Hey, Head been having every pair of Jordans every time I see him.
Right.
I'm used to Head wearing Adidas and K Swiss and Reeboks. That nigga fly as hell now. Oh, he has some BBC on. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he laced now. They laced the boys.
Shout out to Lace South Bay. You know what I'm saying? West Coast.
He had every hat to match the outfit. I used to
hair
like this.
You stupid. No, good looking out, though, fool. I'll hit you in a minute.
All right, bro.
Take it easy, Jake. Yeah, man. I didn't know. I thought this shit was
a joke. That's the name of the podcast. Get a bag, fix your teeth.
Get a bag, fix your teeth. I thought that shit was fake.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
You know what? Because the people were making fun of it so much, I had to think, like, It persuaded me to say, okay, you know, maybe some shit is going on, or maybe he's just smiling more for whatever reason, and people are making fun of him, so he's just doing it more and more and
I
more.
I saw that shit.
Salute
I was like,
AD, man.
I saw it. I was like, he really went in like.
That's crazy. That's, hey, I salute that, man.
I like that, though. That's I like that is, progression. Man. You know what I'm saying? West Coast.
Man, that's, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, it's Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and shit. We'll catch y'all next week, maybe with a new bag of teeth, all right?
With a new bag of teeth.
Yeah.